Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is this? I mean, it's Nightmare on My Street, but what is that? Is that like the video version?
I think it is, yeah.
Is that what it is? I don't know what that conversation was. I always liked the song. Yeah, I don't know. Is this a video version?
Yeah, so this is the only version I could find on YouTube. I guess it's like the intro to the video.
Gotcha. 5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. By the way, Funky Buddha is holding a charity event Monday night with Devon Godshaw from the Dolphins. His charity Chowdown Foundation is hosting a trivia night at Funky Buddha Brewery. $15 donation to the charity gets you in, plus the trivia, plus a free pint glass and beer. And they're going to do a raffle for all sorts of cool Dolphin swag, like signed footballs and gear. They're going to have a lot of Funky Buddha prizes as well. And there's going to be lots of Dolphins in attendance. So that is Monday night with Devon Godshaw at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park, a place that we love so very much. Can you quickly do headlines? Because Omar Kelly's on hold. And I got to do that giveaway this segment, too. Don't let me forget, Solana. Can you quickly get through headlines, the quickest of the quick headlines?
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We'll be quick here. The Miami Heat, 7 p.m. tip-off in Atlanta versus the Hawks. No Trae Young. He continues to deal with that ankle injury. And Justice Winslow, still questionable with his sore back. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, you have the undefeated San Francisco 49ers headed to Arizona to take on Kenyon Drake and the Arizona Cardinals. That's at 8:20 p.m. on Fox, and the Niners go in 10.5-point favorites on the road.
All right, and anything else? You got weather or what?
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Tonight is Halloween, so if it rains, make sure to take shelter. Weather's brought to you again by Hialeah Park. Win a brand new $45,000 Mercedes-Benz Hialeah Park Casino. Get free entries every Saturday and earn more entries playing slots every day now through November 30th. Grand prize Mercedes giveaway Saturday, November 30th.
All right, Omar Kelly is on the line. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And here is Omar Kelly. Hello, O.
Hello, Jeff.
So we're good. Now, Crowder tells me, do you want to explain? I was out yesterday. So, Crowder, do you want to explain?
You heard about it?
You know what transpired?
Explain yourself, Channing Crowder.
Oh, you know, the Dolphins, it's a little down season. They haven't won a game. I thought it'd be cool for you and Safeed to get into a little altercation on the Sun Sentinel when y'all do y'all's videos. I thought it'd be funny. And then the texter started texting, and, oh, we got up to about $300-$400 on this fight.
See, this is why you let people set themselves up, because you lying to me, Crowder. You're going to give him $100 to slap me.
Yeah.
He put a bounty on you.
Okay, well, let's be honest. I was trying to lighten it up. I wanted him to slap you, but then Safeed, I say his name right. Oh,
I think
help
it's Safeed.
Me out. What is it?
I'll just call him Saf.
Sav. So then Sav said, hell, for a quick honey, I do. I said, a hundo? He said, a hundo. I said, I shoot you a hundo, Sav. And so that's how it went down. But then now we got some more money backing it. We might be able to get a little marketing to this. We might let this thing happen.
We get it to 500. I'll let it ride.
I like that. 500. That's
but wait
that's
a second.
Entertainment.
Let's say, Omar, you had not heard about this, and you guys were just shooting a video, and Safeed just reached over and slapped you. What would your response be?
I'd wonder what I said.
Yeah, that's, I guess that's a fair. Yeah, that's a fair, fair question.
That's honest too, because most dudes would be tough. I'll tear his ass up. I was being real. Hell, what? How did this happen?
Because I'm a guy who does self assessments all the time, and sometimes I say things that I might regret later on. And you know, I'd have to reassess the situation at that moment. Be like, damn, what did I say?
That's funny, man. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Dolphins have the Jets on Sunday. It's for something. I don't know what. I mean, we had Manish Mehta on. he said he believes that the Jets are going to beat the Dolphins. You have a feel on Sunday's game?
I think Adam Gase definitely needs to win, just because I don't think his tenure is stable there in New York. I think he'll be fine because Gase is a survivor and he knows how to lobby and angle and things of that nature. I just wrote a column that just got published in the Sun Sentinel basically saying that Adam has not learned anything from his Dolphins tenure because he's making the same mistakes over there with New York. And that's an issue for me because I am a Gase fan and I'm a believer that he will eventually become a good coach when he drops his ego, which is just massive. And, you know, eventually stops trying to politic and angle for power, which is, you know, what he's doing in New York. But, you know, people don't learn from their mistakes. And I included Belichick's tenure with Cleveland and comparing it to the Patriots' tenure. And what I realized is that there was 15 years between Belichick and Cleveland and Belichick in New England. That's 15. That's a whole lot of maturation. Maybe Gase becomes the coach he has the potential to be in 15 years, but 1 year after his debauchery in Miami, I think it's a little premature.
And I was talking about this game, and they're talking about Adams, you know, revenge game coming out here and trying to prove a point to the Dolphins. I was looking from the other angle. You let me know if I'm correct in this. There's a lot of players on this team that wants to prove Adam Gase wrong about his assessment of them, how he treated the players that are currently on the Dolphin roster.
No, I disagree with you. I think a lot of them that's there are very thankful for Gase because I talked to them. Gase gave me my opportunity. Gase said was the first person who believed that I could be an NFL starter. You know, that's all that's really left over there. I don't even think Rashad has a problem with Gase because really Gase sided with Rashad over his beef with the defensive coordinator last year. So there's no ill will feelings. I mean, they got back at Gase last year when they quit on him at the end of the season. So, you know, it is what it is. And I addressed that in my column as well because, you know, I don't think we've really, you know, they quit on him at the end of the year. And that was a power players taking a political stance and a power move. They didn't want him back. So they lost the final three games of the season. You know, it is what it is.
What happened Monday night? There any takeaways for Dolphins fans or Dolphins brass about, you know, jumping out to the quick lead and then giving up 27 unanswered points?
Well, it depends on how you view the season. If you're, you know, this fan base is real. As I call them, you're either the tanker or the in denial crowd. You're one or the other. You know, you guys clearly know where I stand. I'm in the tank camp. I was reaffirmed. My concerns and fears were all reaffirmed on 3rd and 20 because, as I'll ask Crowder, you played football for a long time. Mm-hmm. Is there any legitimate justification or reason to call that play you called on 3rd and 20 with 26 seconds left in the game?
Not at all. And the players didn't even know what to do on the play. That was a terrible call.
26 seconds left in the half. Not in the game.
But they showed their hand. They were running zero blitzes early in the first half. It wasn't like the Steelers were surprised by sending 8. They've been sending 7 and 8 all half, and now you do it on 3rd and 22, and there's no in and outs. There's no communication with Xavier Howard and the guy on the slot. There was nothing of that play that was ever going to work.
So as I said today on my show, X's and Omar, I'm keep promoting Sun Sentinel product. Either Patrick Graham, the Dolphins defensive coordinator, is in on the tank, which I've fully thought all season long and have a handful of plays to point out, or he's the most incompetent defensive coordinator in the history of the Dolphins defense. So you pick which one you want. Those are your two choices. So I'm committed to the fact that, because I think Dolphins are going to have to be maybe 0-16, because I think Cincinnati has shown you we ain't playing with Ryan Finley. Like, yo, if you thought you was alone, we might be late to the party, but we coming with a bang. We starting a rookie quarterback that don't have no business on the field. So Dolphins now might have to double down and go 0-16.
Yeah, I think it might be an 0-16 season if you want that number one pick. Omar Kelly is with us, covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Quickly, we all see that Josh Gordon has been released or being released off IR today. So the Dolphins sit atop the waiver wire. So they could take him if they want. Will they? Have they?
I initially said I don't want it to happen, and I say no from this standpoint. Josh Gordon has battled substance sobriety issues his entire NFL career. The worst place you could possibly put him is in Miami. Everybody is not meant for this market, is not meant to play in this community. For his health, I don't want the Dolphins to claim him. I wish him the best wherever he ends up. I hope he ends up at a smaller market team. I hope he ends up at Cincinnati and can redeem his – stay focused and redeem his career. But if you care about him, you don't want him here. And, you know, maybe Flores has history with him. Flores knows him. So if Flores says this is a guy that I need to have him on my team and have his back, I'll support it. I'll wish him his best. But I know what these Miami streets do to people, and I'll fear him being here every single day I'm covering that team.
And, oh, quickly on the way out, with Xavier Howard going on IR, I'm perplexed by this. If the Dolphins were 4-3, would Xavier Howard be on IR?
No, but
You in on the tank, though. You just said it. You in on the tank, but he just played. No, he got an interception, then you go on IR. That was just – I think he could play some more games this season.
He's legitimately hurt, though. You could even see it on that 3rd-and-20 play. Yeah. And here's my concern. He is your one – like, you know how we tore this down to the studs? Mm-hmm. Like, no, you tore down 3 of the 4 studs. That's the one stud left. Are you really willing to risk continuing to play Xavier Howard and have him tear an ACL and miss all of 2020? Is that what you're willing to do? Because Xavier forced his way onto the field against Pittsburgh. Xavier's like, I want to play against Juju. I want to show you what I can do against an elite receiver. And he showed you for a half until he re-aggravated his knee. And, you know, that made me realize sometimes these coaches, when they got to protect these players against themselves. And I was wrong on that accord, because I supported Xavier playing against Juju because he wanted to play against Juju. And, you know, wrote the story of Xavier saying, I'm going to play for putting pressure on Flores. And that was my bad, because sometimes these coaches and the training staff, they know what's best for a player. And Xavier possibly pushed it too much too fast.
Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Thank you, O.
All right, guys.
Look out for keep your head on a swivel when you're around Safeed. He's gone. All right, 15 minutes of heat is next. We're running just a touch late here. Oh, I got to do the giveaway? Thank you, Solana's on his producing game today.
Abuela.
Not funny, but he's on his producing game. $50 at Caneswear. Caneswear is on University Drive in Davie. They've got all the Hurricanes merchandise you want. They've got Dolphins merchandise. They've got Florida Panthers merchandise. I really love that store. I love the people in that store. I love that store. So $50 at Caneswear. What number caller do you want to make it, Solana?
Let's do number 5, because the Canes are going to get their 5th win this weekend versus FSU.
All right. I'd get all excited about it, but I got this head cold rocking. I just can't get there right now. But be caller 5, 786-360-0790. Whoever ends up on line 5 is going to get $50 at Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. And you can always check them out at caneswear.com. Now, let me talk about the cheetah before we get to 15 minutes of heat. And it's going to be Clay Ferrero from Local 10 that joins us for 15 minutes of heat today. But it is the spookiest night of the year. Forget about handing out candy at home. There's a much better option for making the most of Halloween night tonight. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are putting a decidedly sexy spin on the scariest day of the year. Enjoy a frighteningly seductive night out with their lineup of sweet and sultry adult entertainers. You can hang out at the Cheetah for their Freaky Fright Night Halloween Bash tonight. Costume contest, drink specials, buffet, much, much more. Spend your Halloween tonight at the Cheetah. Gotta make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot every day. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free daily, 11:30 till 3. They got happy hour until 6, so much more. And then beer, babes, lots of football action tonight, Thursday night football, and the Halloween party. Get all the weekend college and pro games as well. Cheetah Hallandale, that is a sports lounge you will never want to leave. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers, leather couch seating, HD TVs, projector screens, and more. And you can enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials as well. If you want more details or more details on tonight's Halloween party, check out their website. It's cheetahsofl.com. 15 minutes of heat. That's next on Hockman and Crowder. I bet Clay Ferraro's a super freak.
We got a bunch of kids. He knows what he's doing.
That's
with that
right.
Thing now.
Super freak.
So whipped cream, syrup, caramel.
Those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up on November 16th, it's the Dribble Drive against cancer. You've got the Dribble Drive Challenge. Goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. There's the Dribble Drive from Biscaya to the arena and the Dribble Dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. And you can form teams now or you can make a donation at heathelpcure.org. Think Clay Ferraro is dressed up for Halloween?
If the job made him, yeah, but not regularly. He's a professional.
I disagree. I think he loves Halloween with a passion. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. We do 15 minutes of heat every day around this time. Heat are in Atlanta tonight. They tore up the Hawks on Tuesday night. Although Trae Young missed most of the game, and I guess he'll miss tonight as well. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Here is Clay Ferraro from Local 10, sports anchor, sports reporter. Are you dressed up for Halloween?
I am, actually. And I know we talked about this a few months ago, but you know, when I was a kid and into my high school years, I was a little overweight. But I was always a Saints fan growing up. So you guys will appreciate this. When I was a kid, I had one of those old school starter Pat Swilling jerseys. Remember Pat Swilling, the linebacker for the New Orleans Saints?
Yes.
Well, I kept it. And this was, I mean, Swilling played for the Saints back early 90s. So we're talking like 91, 92. I still got it. So that is my Halloween costume. I wear my Pat Swilling jersey from when I was like 12, 13 years old because I can still fit into it.
Now, let me get a ruling on this from Alejandro Solana. He's our Halloween expert. He won funniest costume today at the Entercom Miami lunch. He's very proud of this. He's dressed as Abuela with it's like, you know, the when Little Red Riding Hood tried to get, I think she did get fooled by the wolf.
Yeah, he got her.
But, I mean, it just looked like a wolf with a house coat on.
Yeah.
Like, Little Red Riding Hood, not the sharpest.
She wasn't a smart girl.
But anyway, Solana, is Clay Ferraro's costume technically a Halloween costume? He's wearing a jersey.
Can't reuse costumes.
But it's not a costume, it's a jersey. Like, is that even a costume?
No, it's not.
But if you dress up as a football, baseball, or basketball player, what do you want? A jersey?
Well, no, but if he's wearing football pants and shoulder pads and whatnot, but if you threw on a Pat Swilling jersey, you're not dressed as Pat Swilling. You're just a guy wearing a jersey.
A little eye black.
Did you put eye black on? Did you put eye black on?
Well, I am now since I've been shamed into it. Now I will.
I'm with you,
Clay. It could be worse. I could go as a sports reporter.
So you're just
on just my normal work outfit. I mean, that would be.
But let's be real here. You threw on a jersey. That's not a costume.
Well,
did you do anything else to look like Pat Swilling?
No, our entire lives revolve around how are we going to get our kids ready for Halloween tonight. So, like, we're always an afterthought.
All right. Well, hopefully, I've sucked some of the fun out of it for you. That was my intention.
I'm glad you didn't put on blackface, Clay.
Hold on, let me see. Is Pat Swilling black?
Yeah, he's black. Whoa, dude. Yeah, yeah.
I did not picture.
Great decision, Clay.
I pictured Pat Swilling to be like Mel Sharples from Alice. I had no idea. Wow. Well, good. Clay, I stand corrected. You know what Pat Swilling reminds me of now that I'm really thinking about it?
Who's that?
Philip Wheeler. Philip Wheeler a little bit.
Philip Wheeler looks more like me than Pat Swilling.
I was teasing Crowder. He didn't wear a costume today. And I said, oh, you're dressed as Philip Wheeler.
I'll take that. Manny Ramirez. I'm just a retired athlete.
That's a good one. So a quick Manny Ramirez story, because I know this works for our 15 minutes of heat.
I think he's gone to a couple heat games.
When I was in Fort Myers, we would cover the Red Sox for spring training, since they were kind of Fort Myers' team along with the Twins. And Manny Ramirez would show up to spring training whenever he wanted. Sometimes it was like a week early, sometimes it was like 2 weeks late, and nobody would know when Manny was showing up. And so David Ortiz was maybe the only guy on the team who was, I don't want to say the only one who was friends with Manny, but the only one close enough that he would talk to him like outside of baseball. So David Ortiz was always on time, and so he shows up for the first day that the position players report. And so we're all gathered around David Ortiz, and of course one of the Boston guys says, so have you talked to Manny? Do you know when Manny's going to show up? And Ortiz goes, nope, haven't talked to Manny. And so the guy goes, well, what, he didn't have a cell phone? And Ortiz goes, nope, Manny's too cheap. He didn't want to pay for a cell phone plan.
I like that.
I'm serious. Manny Ramirez had just signed a $160 million contract, and there's Big Poppy telling all of us that Manny was too cheap to have a silver. He didn't want to pay roaming charges, but he can sign a $160 million contract.
I always like, you know, people go, oh, Manny Ramirez, like, look at him. He always had so much fun out there. Yeah, he had fun out there. He showed up at spring training whenever he felt like it. He called all the shots. Yeah, he had a lot of fun. I'd like to have a radio show where if I feel like waltzing in at 3:30 and leaving at 4:15, I do that. And no one can say anything to me. All right, let me get into 15 minutes of heat, though. Here we go. Clay Ferraro, Local 10, Tyler Hero. He balled out on Tuesday night. Tuesday night was like the Tyler Hero game, and he came off the bench, too. Too early to say he's the real deal, or can we definitively say, what has it been, four games?
Yeah.
Can we definitively say he was a steal where they got him?
Well, he's already outscored Dwayne Wade, I think, in every game, right, from his rookie year. So I think we can definitively say that Tyler Hero is definitely better than Dwayne Wade. I'm not sure about catching Michael Jordan yet, though. I think we're sure to hold off on the Michael Jordan stuff, but you're definitely the best player in Heat history. So to be determined. I'm not going to get all hot takey and all crazy and say he's the best player in NBA history yet. But I think what we've seen out of him is exactly what you thought he would be after, I don't know, I would say summer league, where you saw he's got that stroke. But then what I think has been really impressive is the way that he's able to get his shot against other NBA defenders. Because that was always my question is, okay, we know when he's left wide open, he can shoot, and there's no doubt about that. But what happens when he has to go up against guys who aren't going to be selling insurance in a couple of months like he was in the summer league? So when you're actually going up against NBA-caliber defenders, can you still get that shot? And I think it was Cooper Moorhead from the Heat that did this great video breakdown of him and how he's able to, kind of with a step back, get his feet set in the exact same position every time. And, you know, that's kind of what separates your spot-up shooters, which I think Justice Winslow has made himself into a very good spot-up shooter. If you leave him wide alone with his feet set, he can hit something. But Hero has shown this ability to kind of create that separation, which for a guy who one of the concerns about him is his arm length isn't very long. So getting his own shot was supposedly a bit of a concern, but now he's figuring out a way to create that distance. So, look, I like what I've seen out of him. I think certainly you can be happy, and the early returns are, yeah, he's going to be better than where you got him. But yeah, I'm not gonna jump all on board and say he is the next Heat superstar quite yet.
I don't want to upset people with this question, Clay, but isn't it more impressive what Kendrick Nunn's doing? Undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
He was with the Sikkawa Falls Warriors or something last year. Like, he's balling right now.
Yeah, and that's another one that, you know, we had the conversation in our newsroom. We one of our bosses came over and said, you know, you guys told me all about Tyler Hero, but why not Kendrick Nunn? How did you guys not see this? And I think a big part of it is, you know, look, it's kind of like and Channing knows this, when you're playing the preseason and you got guys out there in the fourth quarter who are running for 150 yards against, you know, again, guys who aren't going to be in the NFL in a couple of weeks. Like, okay, the numbers are nice, but what happens when you start going against defenders who are legitimate lockdown NBA defenders? So when we saw him doing this at Sioux Falls, when you saw him doing this in Summer League, and it wasn't like Hero where it was, okay, you kind of know that skill set. It was none kind of breaking guys down and getting to the basket, but how is that going to translate? So I would say he's been the bigger surprise in that he's able to do against NBA players what I think we wondered if he'd be able to do. And yeah, I mean, it's my understanding was he was going to be the starter this year, no matter what, opening night, that the Jimmy Butler paternity leave, whatever you want to call it, that allowed Hero to start, and Nunn was always going to be the guy that was going to be that two guard. And who knows, maybe that played in Deion Waiters not being happy. But, I think he certainly lived up to that to this point.
You mentioned Deion Waiters. Clay Ferraro is with us from Local 10. How much do you think the Heat's success so far, and they have looked very good. I mean, again, only four games, but they've looked very good. How much do you think the Heat's success has to do with them jettisoning problems, headaches? Hassan Whiteside, you know, I've maintained all throughout the summer and whatnot, he was a problem for Spo because he had to find minutes for him. He had to be worried about a guy that was making that much money, couldn't just have him riding the bench. And Deion Waiters, they've seemingly jettisoned him, for lack of a better term. You can see there is a zero tolerance policy for nonsense. Is that having an effect on why they look so good?
I think overall, for sure, the zero tolerance for nonsense, the mindset, the vibe, which I think we talked about a few weeks ago that I really liked about this team. Yes, I think that's a huge, huge part of this. Now, I don't know that that necessarily means, okay, cause and effect. You get rid of Hassan Whiteside, you keep Deion Waiters out of the building, that immediately leads to the lack of nonsense. I think a big part of that was you bring in Jimmy Butler. You have him show up and do his 3 a.m. workouts. You have other guys who are buying into that, and there is this oneness. It's almost like the opposite of peer pressure, that everybody kind of buys into that. And so anybody who doesn't buy in will then stick out like a sore thumb. And what I think you've seen with this team is they are going to be the toughest, best conditioned, you know, all of that stuff. But it's more organic than it's been in a while. It's not just, you know, Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley standing up there saying we are going to be this. It's, we have embraced all of the Jimmy Butler experience, because the Jimmy Butler experience is Heat culture. It's what we've said we wanted to be for a long time. So I think it's kind of a little bit hand in hand. If you want to go chicken or egg, like, maybe it's the fact that they have done all of this, then sent those guys away. It's all working together, whereas, you know, it's not that you just send those guys away and all of a sudden we're going to be tough and one-minded and working towards a common goal.
And Clay, in the backcourt now, Butler, Hero, Dragic, Nunn, Winslow's playing the one right now. Like, I can see Deion not really having a place. What about James Johnson? He's in shape now to let him travel. Does he have a place to fit into the front court rotation?
I don't think in the rotation right now, no. And that's where I think Spo said this morning that he's not going to force him into the rotation. I think what he was asked was, is James Johnson going to play tonight? And, you know, I think the question was meant in the sense of, okay, is he good to go? Spo's answer was more about the rotation. Essentially, I think he's saying, look, you got other guys on this team that have earned those spots in the rotation. So I'm not just going to put James Johnson out there because he's ready to play. I mean, who am I going to pull? Chris Silva? And here's the other thing I like, guys, about the front court in particular, and actually the entire team, the roster. It all fits. You know, you've got – and the front court, I think, is a great example of this. Okay, so you start Myers Leonard and Bam Adebayo. You've got the stretch five and the four who can do you know, all the dirty work, defense, athletic, get rebounds, all that. Then you go to the bench and you bring Kelly Olynyk off the bench at the five, and Chris Silva is your four. So you've got complementary big men there. Whereas before, you could not play Bam Adebayo with Hassan Whiteside. Their games were not complementary. They didn't match. And so now I think you've got that. So unless and until somebody gets hurt, I'm not sure where James Johnson would fit.
Clay Ferrero, Local 10. You watch him. Heat tonight, by the way, on 790 The Ticket. What will be the candy that is given away tonight at the Clay Ferrero household for Halloween?
Well, I can guarantee you it's not candy corn. How has this become a thing? Candy corn is the worst on the face of the planet.
The
and I don't get how you have these candy corn stands, people who are like standing up for candy corn on social media. I almost think it's a big joke. How can you not only like candy corn, but put your name on the line for candy corn? I'm going to fight somebody.
No, it's a fair take. It's a totally fair take. So what will you be giving away, though? Did you go the cheap route, you know, with the dum-dums and sweet tarts, or did you step it up, you know?
Sweet tarts are cheap.
Yeah, you know, the little two-pack. I'm talking about a little paper two-pack of sweet tarts.
Yeah,
there's one on top of the other. That's as cheap. Sorry. Like, you know, step up the game, especially when you're seen, you know, every night on Local 10. So what's the Ferrero household giving out?
That's my wife does all that. It's kind of like when we picked our kids' names. I don't actually do any of the work, but I have veto power. So, like, she can go and get whatever she wants, but I'll just send her a text and say, no candy corn.
So what are you giving away?
I don't know. She's going to pick it up on the way home.
Oh, that's, you haven't even bought the Halloween candy yet?
Yeah.
You know it's tonight, Clay.
No, she's going to get that right now.
Yeah. You keep it fresh.
Wait, is that tonight?
You get it the day of the kid.
I thought it was next Thursday.
I knew you were wearing that Saints jersey for no reason at all. All right. Clay Ferrero, watch him on Local 10. Thank you, Clay.
All right, fellas. Take care.
There you go. A Ferrero side chat on Halloween Eve. That is your 15 minutes of heat. Banger alert. Banger alert. I haven't heard that in months. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder. Funky Buddha happy hour. Whoop, whoop. I got to get to the injury report here in a moment.
I am so excited. Things are heating up for the 10th annual Walgreens Gridiron Grillout Food, Wine, and Music Festival. It's at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater on Saturday, November 9th. You don't want to miss the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino Gridiron Grillout Concert. That's 7 p.m., and that is starring music star Brett Young, and it's powered by the Greater Fort Lauderdale CVB's Underground Music. Tickets starting at just $49. But what I love the Grand Grill Off. It features 22 Miami Dolphin legends paired with 22 local high-end culinary restaurants serving jaw-dropping creative cuisines and thirst-quenching signature cocktails. You got to be 21 or older to attend, and all Gridiron Grill Off festivities start at noon. Mark Duper's going to be there, Mercury Morris, Jim Kick, Dwight Stevenson, O.J. McDuffie, myself, I've won it about, I think, three or four times, Sean Wooden, and many more. They have delicious food from Naked Taco, Beach House Pompano, Grill 401, a bunch of great restaurants, S3, just delicious food, delicious drinks, and there's also an amateur cornhole tournament that you can check out. It's the 10th annual Walgreens Gridiron Grill Off Food, Wine, and Music Festival, November 9th at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater. For tickets or more, you got to click gridirongrilloff.com. All proceeds benefit the Off It All Handoff Foundation. That is gridirongrilloff.com. If you go, you will have a great time. It is one of my favorite events of all time.
That is a great event. Would y'all like the injury update? It's brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We know Xavier Howard's on IR. Limited practice today for Rashad Jones. That surprised me. I didn't think he'd be practicing anymore. He didn't practice yesterday. But limited practice for Rashad Jones. Limited practice for Albert Wilson. Limited practice for Bobby McCain and Walt Akins as well. The New York Jets injury report is long. I don't even know where to begin on this thing. I didn't even know Braxton Berrios was on the New York Jets. Did you know that?
Yes.
Has he played at all?
Yeah. Well, no, you know what? I'm lying. I saw him walking into the stadium with his suit on. Somebody took a screenshot. I don't know if that man caught a ball.
No, he's their punt returner.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's listed with a hamstring, but he had limited practice today. Anywho, that is your injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. It was a loaded potato today, man. I mean, we did it Halloween style, and then tomorrow's going to be a football Friday. Canes FSU on Saturday.
Big time.
And Dolphins Jets in the Ass Eyes Bowl on Sunday. It's going to be a lot of football this weekend. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be making some of those mixed drinks and cocktails I've been telling you about at my house, the drink maker. You don't have to go out anymore for great mixed drinks. I've been telling you about this. I absolutely love this product. In fact, somebody Instagrammed me. They DM'd me earlier in today's show. What's the name of that company that you talk about? I make drinks with a cocktail machine called the Drink Maker, which makes delicious mixed drinks and cocktails at the push of a button. Like those fancy machines that make espresso. Some people have them at work. You know, just the push of a button. You put the pod in. Now you can do the same with premium cocktails and mixed drinks. And it's such a pleasure. You know how you put the pod in. You don't have to have any bottles of alcohol. You don't have to have anything. You put the pod in the drink maker and boom. It looks great. Sits right on the countertop. Makes classic cocktails like a gin and tonic. You could do a flashy fruity cocktail like a margarita and everything in between. White Russian, Moscow Mule, Old Fashioned, Peach Sangria. There's literally something for everyone. In less than a minute, with the press of a button, you'll have an ice-cold, ready-to-drink cocktail or mixed drink. So this brand-new machine is already a great deal, but they've got an amazing exclusive offer just for my listeners. DrinkWorks has taken $100 off the original price right off the top. But for my listeners, you could take another $50 off. So it's a total savings of $150, and they'll throw in free shipping. This offer is going to go away very soon, though, so you don't want to wait. Here's the only way to get the amazing drink maker with the exclusive savings plus the free shipping. Go to drinkworks.com and use my code MARK50 when you're checking out to save $50 and get free shipping. Again, you go to drinkworks.com, and when you check out, you punch in MARK, M-A-R-C, 50 for the discount and the free shipping. It's very simple. It's drinkworks.com. Go to the website. You'll be amazed by this product. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. What a program. So all the interviews will be posted on the podcast. Download the radio.com app. Obviously, that's the easiest way to listen to everything. But Clay Ferrero there was excellent. Rob Pizzola was on with us. He was great. Manish Mehta from the New York Daily News, he was excellent. Omar Kelly, he was great. I mean, we just had a Don Bailey Jr. We gave him all the funny lines from John Witherspoon. Maybe he rest in peace. It was worth listening to. You could use that radio.com rewind feature on your app if you want to go back in time and listen to it. Quickly, Solana, what'd you learn about the Heat lineup tonight?
Justice Winslow is out. Duncan Robinson will take his place in the starting lineup.
All right, so you got Heat in Atlanta tonight. You got Thursday night football tonight as well. And if you're out there driving, please drive safely. There are a bunch of kids trick-or-treating, and drive with caution. You don't want to have an accident tonight.
Don't come around my house.
Don't come around Crowder's house. That's going to do it for us. Everybody have a great night. We will speak with you mañana.
I got to find me a costume.
See you later, my winky dinky dog.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need
really
to need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.